Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. It's a big-time football weekend in Pittsburgh. It starts on Saturday with a new playing surface at Acrisure Stadium after the four WPIL championship games this past Saturday. The first team to utilize it, the Pitt Panthers. Now ranked 22nd again in the college football playoff poll. They host number 12 Miami. They need to win and get some help to make the ACC championship game, but a tall task as the 12th-ranked Miami Hurricanes come to town with Carson Beck and the boys. To talk about it and more, we now welcome to the Fan Morning Show and the Fan Hotline. On Thanksgiving, a time for family, we're going to have some family time this morning as well. In addition to him being the voice of the Pitt Panthers, he is my grandfather, Bill Hillgrove, joining the show. Pap, happy Thanksgiving. Good morning. Thanks to for keeping up with your regularly scheduled appearance on the holiday. But I like to think that because it's me, you didn't need much convincing.
Yeah, Jack, first things first. You know, the family comes first, and then we worry about those other titles later. I'm proud to be your grandpa, and I think you're doing a great job and keep up the good work, and I'm just a little bit less than objective, but I'll say it anyhow. Yeah, this is going to be a defining moment, I think, in Pitt football. Yeah, they'd like to get to the championship game. That's what you start the season for, and that's their number one objective, and if they come up short of that, it's not going to be a good thing. Miami's tough. Carson Beck, what is he, eighth in the country in pass efficiency, 22 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. He does have 9 interceptions, and that kind of plays into the Panther hand a little bit. So let's see how that plays out. But it's going to be fun, and I love Boosie Turner, freshman of the week.
Yeah, he was on my list here for you. I mean, you talk about, and everybody's talked about how big-time Mason Heinschel has been and how much of a key contributor he's been to the turnaround this season. But in an offense coming into the year that a lot of people thought was going to run through Desmond Reed, and rightfully so, he's one of the more dynamic players in the country, he has been hit with the injury bug all season long, and you think, oh, man, what's the Pitt offense going to do? They've got one heck of a freshman in addition to Mason Heinschel, in Jakirian Turner, Boosie Turner. I mean, how crucial has him coming on as a true freshman been to, you know, Pitt's 8-3 record going into Miami?
Well, I think, you know, Jack, it's just basic football. When you have a running game to take the pressure off the quarterback, and I know the quarterback has performed well, but you can't expect a freshman to carry the whole offense. But how about two freshmen carrying the whole offense? One on each shoulder, I guess. And, you know, that's amazing. But I've witnessed it. I've witnessed some pretty good backs in my day. And I got to say, Boosie's right up there. I'm not going to try to define him. But if you ask me about my top 5, I think he's in the conversation.
Bill Hillgrove with us on the Fan Hotline. Pat, they've got the top offense in the ACC. It's pretty darn good. Or I'm sorry, Georgia Tech had the top offense in the ACC last week that they held to under 100 yards a game below average last week. What goes into, I know you talked about Carson Beck a little bit, but what goes into another big-time defensive performance against Miami this week, assuming that they don't have another 100-yard pick six, because those are pretty hard to come by?
Yeah, they sure are, but boy, was that timely, because the momentum was shifting the wrong way, and all of a sudden it belonged to Pitt again. You know, Miami has balance. They've got a good running game. Fletcher, the running back, scores a lot of touchdowns. They've got receivers. And, you know, how about the O-line?
Yeah.
I looked at it when I did the stats. Of the 14 guys on their depth chart, 8 of them are over 330.
That's big time.
I mean, that's, you know, that's pretty big. But, you know, this is going to be a classic football clash. You've got size against the Panthers' speed on defense. Let's see who wins. Let's see how that plays out. Will Carson Beck line up and try to shove the ball down the Panthers' throats? I don't think so. I think they're going to have to stay balanced to move the ball. So I'm looking forward to it.
Defensively, they're tops in the conference. Points per game, 14.5. That's first by a decent margin. Wake Forest is second, and they average 19 points allowed per game. And then yards per game, it's an even bigger margin, 282 yards allowed per game. Louisville's defense is second in the league at 314.9. That's a tall task for a freshman quarterback. But I guess the silver lining, at least that I can find for Mason Heinschel in this Pitt offense, is that Notre Dame defense is pretty darn good as well. And Pitt took some lumps against that Notre Dame defense, and so did Mason Heinschel. Do you find silver linings in that? Do you have confidence that the Pitt offense and Mason Heinschel, you know, can take a lot away from what they saw that Notre Dame defense, and maybe to where, you know, a performance like that might not happen again against another tough defense on Saturday?
I think they've already showed you that they learned from that Notre Dame disappointing performance. And, you know, I think that day Notre Dame could have beaten a pro football team. That's how good they were in every single category. But let's see if Miami can match that. Yeah, their run defense is, what, sixth in the country. 92 yards a game, that's not many. And so let's see if a 200-yard back can run against a stout defense. That's going to be probably the number one key in the game. But I'm looking forward to it. Panthers are one touchdown underdog, but they were underdogs last week and showed the world that they didn't belong in that category. So let's see what happens. That's why they play the games.
Absolutely. Pitt needs to win and needs either University of Virginia or SMU to lose on Saturday night, and they're in the ACC championship. Pap, before I let you go, before the football game, the basketball squad that's struggling, they host Ohio State tomorrow night. The Buckeyes score a lot of points. What goes into maybe Jeff Capel's squad getting back on track after a disappointing loss?
Yeah, that's not a good matchup, because the Panthers, if they had a failing against Quinnipiac, it was defense. And they've got to shore that up. And, you know, a good part of defense is the passion. And that's what I didn't see last week. But maybe the Buckeyes will bring it out. You know, it's one of the many Power Four games that they play before they get into the ACC. They got Texas A&M coming in right behind that. You know, everybody was disappointed in that performance. Let's hope it was just that and not an indication of where this team is headed.
Bill Hillgrove, my grandpap, voice of the Panthers on the Fan Morning Show. Pap, I love you. Thanks for getting up with me this morning. Happy Thanksgiving, and I will talk to you soon. Appreciate you as always.
Jack, same to you and yours. Love you, and keep up the good work.
I'll do my best. Hail to Pitt, and we'll talk to you soon. There he goes, the voice of the Panthers, my grandpap, Mr. Bill Hillgrove. Always a pleasure to talk to him.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.